This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Baines joins race against Faladeo. Padilla, Chu press for heat protections. Trump and Koch and ag labor advice. Baines launches congressional bid against Faladeo. Assembly member Jasmine Baines of Delano has officially launched her campaign for Congress in California's 22nd district, challenging six-term Republican Representative David Faladeo. A family and addiction physician from Delano, Baines said her decision was driven by Faladeo's recent vote supporting a GOP budget proposal, including deep cuts to Medicaid. Baines, 40, currently represents Kern County in the Assembly and is positioning herself as a political outsider focused on health access, clean water, and food security. Her campaign criticized Faladeo for prioritizing donors over working families in the Central Valley. The Democratic primary is expected to be competitive, with political science professor Randy Velegas already in the race. Former Assembly member Rudy Salas, who lost to Faladeo in 22 and 24, has filed his paperwork to run, but not yet announced his candidacy. The district is seen as a key target for Democrats in 2026. Padilla and Chu introduce bill to protect workers from extreme heat. Senator Alex Padilla and Representative Judy Chu, both California Democrats, introduce legislation to require federal workplace protections from extreme heat, citing growing risk for outdoor and indoor workers as temperatures rise nationwide. The act would direct OSHA to establish a federal heat standard mandating access to water, rest breaks, shaded recovery areas, emergency response protocols, and worker training. The proposal mirrors California's existing heat illness protections, which have been in place for nearly two decades and are considered a national model. Those rules require shade and water for outdoor workers, along with training and emergency planning. Every family deserves to know that even on the hottest day, their loved one will come back home, Padilla said. The bill is named after Asuncion Valdiva, a California farm worker who died in 2004 after picking grapes for 10 hours in 105-degree heat. Trump's Koch post leaves questions. President Donald Trump has announced on social media that Coca-Cola switching to cane sugar. That would, of course, be a lost market for the corn sweetener industry. In the post, Trump said, quote, "I've been speaking to Coca-Cola about using real cane sugar and Coke in the United States, and they've agreed to do so. This will be a very good move by them. You'll see. It's just better." But Coca-Cola released a statement that was noncommittal about the company's plan. Trump's post came as the National Corn Growers Association meeting in D.C. for its annual summer meeting. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump trade advisor. Indonesia pact, a microcosm of administration trade goals. A top trade advisor to the president says that an announced agreement with Indonesia, which leaves sizable U.S. tariffs in place, is a clear example of what the administration wants to get from trade talks. Indonesia is a microcosm of what we're trying to do, Peter Navarro said during an event yesterday hosted by The Hill and Newsmax. The deal, which Trump announced on Truth Social on Tuesday, and Indonesia's president confirmed yesterday, eliminates tariffs on U.S. exports to Indonesia. Meanwhile, Indonesia's goods sent to the U.S. will face a 19% duty under the deal. The Indonesian government also pledged to buy $4.5 billion of U.S. ag products, among other purchase commitments. The pact is the third such agreement the president has heralded. Agreements with the United Kingdom and Vietnam also left double-digit tariffs in place. Navarro said, quote, "The bigger our trade deficit with the country, the more they've got to eat the tariffs." Let's be clear, the trade deals are tariffs. IFPA launches public health campaign. The International Fresh Produce Association has kicked off a campaign promoting fresh fruits and vegetables as a key pillar for improving public health. The campaign, titled Fresh Produce for a Healthier America, is directed at DC digital outlets. This is a call to action to invest in the farmers, programs, and policies that make fresh produce accessible and affordable for every American, because you can't make America healthy again without fruits and vegetables, IFPA CEO Kathy Burns said in a statement. Farmers told to keep speaking up on ag labor. Farmers need to keep pushing the Trump administration and lawmakers for a solution on ag labor, a California congressman and a cabinet secretary told members of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives before they embarked on Hill visits yesterday. To make inroads with the administration, Representative David Valadao of California told attendees at the NCFC's Washington meeting they should assume that top Trump advisor Stephen Miller, quote, might not ever be a friend. So you've got to line up enough allies in the White House leaning on President Trump to work around him. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer told the group, quote, "It's important to your industry to keep talking and let us know what your story is." She said the administration would, quote, "continue to support legal pathways to work and scale back the government overreach that our farmers and employers forced to endure during the previous administration." However, she did not offer any specifics on how the administration is working to solve the long simmering problem of shrinking ag workforce and the current furor over immigration raids. "The president has directed us to be working on the issue," she said. "This is important to the administration. It's important to me. It's important to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins as well. So we are discussing it." Here's today's final word. "My private conversation with her seemed very positive. The stuff I've heard from people in the administration of things she had been saying to the president and others seemed very positive. Her comments last week kind of made me believe that she wasn't 100% with us, so I'm kind of torn." That Representative David Valadao of California on Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, who suggested last week that Medicaid recipients and automation can replace undocumented workers. "I don't know why she went that direction with the Medicaid population," he added, surmising it may have been something, quote, "she had to say." Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.